On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water and had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there for a few days. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at the table exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get out of here! Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal of your house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple and I would raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple. Are you going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken about was his body. After he had raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. Now, while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw that the signs he was performing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. The most important encounter you would ever have is with the Word of God. Join me as I continue to read the book of John from the NIV version of the Bible, right here on the Encounter series with me, Osaru Alile. Okay, so there are a few things I love about this John chapter 2. And the first part is, I just love how Jesus' mom, who had literally been with him all his life, knew what he could do. And even if Jesus was not ready, because he said, "My time has not yet come. Like, why, woman, why did you involve me in this?" When she asked him to turn the water to wine, he still did it, you know. So when you like push on him a bit, because he's kind, he just went ahead and did it anyway. And I love also how she instructed them that anything he tells you to do, just do it. This was the first miracle recorded in the Bible. And it has like a very, very profound instruction there that whatever he tells you to do, do it. And then you see the results that you're going to get or you're supposed to get. And verse 7 and 8 clearly shows how that happens, because it says, Jesus told them to fill the water pots, and they filled them up to the brim. Jesus told them to draw out and bear the governor at the feast, and they bared it. So they did verbatim what he asked them to do. In Jesus' fashion, he makes all things better. Literally, the wine that they were drinking all evening, the one that he just turned like in some seconds, I'm imagining, now became even yummier than the one that they had been drinking all night. And I think that's just so beautiful and amazing. The governor of the wedding has to be called the groom and be like, how far now? Like, well, how come this wine had not been brought out since? And, you know, now you're now bringing out the yummy wine for everybody to drink. It's really amazing. And then it just shows how glorious his miracles can be, are. And whenever we allow him to do what he desires to do, and actually follow his instructions, you just cannot help it. It's going to be glory, 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 glory all the way. I just find it so beautiful. And I don't think it's the confidence that Jesus speaks also all the time. He's so confident in himself because he knows who he is. It's so beautiful. So when he was talking about how the temple is, you know, when they asked him that, how do you prove that all these things they are saying are true? And Jesus said to them that if you destroy this temple, I'll raise it up in 3 days. You know, he knew, he was confident. He didn't say it with half mouths or small mouths. He was very, very confident. He was speaking in parables, and, you know, most likely they didn't understand. Maybe his disciples and his beloved ones caught it a bit, but the other guys were like, what are you talking about? It's like this temple that we used how many years? I think they said 47 years, I believe, to build. You're telling us that it can be raised up in 3 days. That's not possible. Then it says, in that same chapter 2, it talks about, it says, these signs shall follow those that believe. So you see,